You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Last night, we had a little get-together at La Sandia down at Park Meadows. We were up on the rooftop of the patio. And the thing I love about doing those is, I mean, getting up on the microphone and giving stuff away, yeah, that's fine. But it's the going table to table, which is what I always do when we have these events. Just making conversation with as many people in there as I can. It's kind of funny anyway, because, you know, they're sitting there enjoying their meal, and I'll sometimes just go, I'll pull a chair up. Hey, what's going on?
You're like, you are.
You're interrupting my guacamole.
Although, before I go any farther, you just reminded me of something, Jeremy. Can we talk about what you did when we were leaving last night?
At the very end.
Emily?
Yeah.
Emily couldn't make it out last night, so you missed this. You tell me if this isn't one of the greatest ever.
Tell me now.
So we're all down at the bottom of La Sandia, kind of where you come in and you check in, you meet the hostess, and we ran in and washed our hands and stuff. So we came out, and there's no hostess there, and this rather large group of people comes in, and the lady up front, I put my hands behind my back, and I leaned forward, I looked at her, I said, good evening, how are you? How many in your party this evening? And she's like, oh, she turns around, starts counting. She's like, oh, about seven. There'll be seven of us tonight. And I go, well, that's very nice. Then I walked right out the front door. And she was like, so confused.
Oh, God, that is so Jeremy. And
well, that's very nice. And I just walked right out. And she's like, what?
That's great.
Was there anybody around to explain to this poor woman?
Nobody.
That, like, when the host
there
came
was
back
no
up?
Hostess.
Well, that's
up there.
Their fault. You should always have a hostess.
I would tell you this. What's funny is that Jeremy's wife, Nicole, was with us, and she's the one who told me about it. She said she had to walk outside because she was trying to not laugh in front of it because he just pulled this prank on these
straight
people.
Straight face. How many are in your party this evening?
Okay, very nice. Okay.
You were wearing a
mixed
shirt
on too.
Shirt
that
was mixed 100. All okay.
Good times.
Super.
Anyway, so that was
still
funny.
Waiting for their table, yeah. Jeremy.
I thank you for that because that was a fun way to end
the
evening.
Night. Yep.
I like those little moments.
Pranks.
But walking around tables, and a lot of times they'll just, hey, what's going on? What are you doing this weekend? You know, just making conversation with people. And there were two guys who were there. I guess they looked like they'd been buddies for years or whatever. And they also struck me as being like early 30s, maybe late 20s. And they asked for my opinion about something. I guess let's give this guy a fake name. Can we just call him Jared?
All right.
Jared.
Yeah, I definitely remember his name. He had a unique name, but we'll just call him Jared. Apparently, he has been dating this girl for a little while. And he just met her parents. I guess her parents flew into town. And so he met the parents for the first time, which is already kind of an awkward situation. But I guess what they said to Jared was something along the lines of, I hope you treat her like the princess she is, because that's the way we treated her when she was growing up, and it's what she deserves.
I have serious issues with that, you know.
And he's still sticking around.
Well, he was out with his buddy, and they were talking about it, and I just kind of included myself in the conversation. And we spent a good 3 or 4 minutes before I had to go to another table talking about, he said his first inclination is to bolt.
Yeah.
When the parents are saying, you need to treat her like a princess, we treated her like a princess, it's what she deserves. However, and I'm starting to think that Emily thinks he should run, I'm wondering, how is that any different from a guy's mom telling his girlfriend that she better treat her sweet little boy well?
The word princess makes my skin crawl.
Is it because of the word?
If you're above the age of 8, you don't use it as a title. You don't call it yourself that. You don't have it on a T-shirt. You don't have a little plastic tiara from Claire's
ever.
Boutique. Nothing. No princess keychains. No princess lanyards. No princess magnets.
I guess.
You know, I was watching, I was catching up. I know it's a few weeks late, but on the very last episode of The Bachelorette. And the mom, JoJo's mom, sat one of the guys down and actually did this exact same situation where she said there's a little twist that she did. She said, I've raised my daughter to be such a princess. Now you need to take her and make her the queen of your life.
Oh, God.
Will you make her the queen of your life? Which also makes me want to punch a bitch. Like, really? I don't know. I think those titles are just not appropriate.
I guess it's the word, but it isn't any different than a mom telling the girl, "You better treat my sweet little boy."
It's not at all.
It's not. What do you mean? It's not at all.
Is it the word? Yeah.
No, it's the same. It's the same.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
If a parent is pulling you aside,
the problem.
I guess I see as I'm a parent, and I want to make sure that whoever my son or daughter is with is going to be good for them. But how far can you go in talking to them about it? At some point, you need to trust your kids that they're going to make the right decision.
You raised them.
Rather than you lecturing them. I can say on the record, 100%, I never pulled my now current daughter-in-law, Sabra, aside. Never once and said, "You better treat my little boy well." I never did that.
My little man.
Ever.
It instantly makes
the woman sound extremely high maintenance, though, mm-hmm. I think. It's like all of a sudden this guy's like, "Oh my God, am I going to have to cater to like every need?" And that's what I don't like about it.
I hear princess, I think spoiled, I think
I don't even use princess on Lila, and you know, she's tiny. She's one.
I wonder if Jared's girlfriend knows that her parents are telling her boyfriends this. Because I didn't ask that.
Mm. I'm sure she knows.
No, but what if she doesn't? What if she's horrified to find out that her parents are going up to her boyfriends?
That's why she's not married.
And saying you better treat her like a princess.
Oh, at least they're out of state.
What have my parents been calling me?
You can avoid them.
I remember referring one time to a significant other, girlfriend, as a goddess. And she didn't like that. She goes, "That's too much to live up to." I said, "Well, it's just a term of endearment."
Nah.
I said, "A guy should treat a woman." She's like, "I don't like that."
It is too much.
She's like, "I can't live up to that."
Because then she has to like feel like she needs to be in full makeup
and dress all the time
because she's a goddess.
Ivy hanging from her.
Well,
in a joking sense, you can.
Well, then I would say to guys, treat them like a goddess. Just don't ever tell them that.
Right.
Perfect.
That's okay.
Treat them like a goddess.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Treat them like a goddess, but don't say Jack.
No goddess, no princess.
This goes back to yesterday when we were talking about F-bombs and words and just how silly and why this combination of letters. And it's true. Like, princess is just so like, yuck.
Right. So if you treat a woman like a princess, that might be fine. But if you call her that, suddenly everybody gets the EBGB.
It's too hoity-toity. It's like she needs a pony or something.
I blame Disney.
Yeah, she needs like a dress and a little princess
and
hat.
She needs a little bluebird on her finger that talks to her and understands. She needs a little animal sidekick. Actually, if I could get an animal sidekick, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, like raccoons that can make your bed.
I know. We could all sing songs.
Hello, little bluebird.
You know what else Disney has messed up for me? And there's a picture going around the interweb about this. Hair. You know, Disney princesses have the best hair. Women don't have hair like that naturally. We have split ends. We don't have talking animals or good hair, and that's why Disney has ruined us.
And your
forever.
Eyes are not that big either.
Mm-mm.
Well.
No. So thanks. Where are we with
you're
Jared?
Not that thin, definitely.
And you're no Prince Charming there, Jeremy.
Too far. Man, I should have just played the song.
Too far.
Now I'm going to just jump out this window.
Hey, it worked.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.